This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Voting experts say that problems at the polls in 2000 and 2004 have led to increasing disillusionment among African Americans. The NAACP is encouraging African Americans to vote, and the group is preparing to monitor irregularities and intimidation at the polls. They'll pay special attention to 10 states the group considers likely to have problems. My guests are Reverend Nelson B. Rivers III, the COO of the NAACP, and Marvin Doc Cheatham, president of the NAACP's Baltimore branch. He's overseeing the effort to monitor polls in Baltimore. Maryland is one of the 10 states the NAACP is focusing on. The others are Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Louisiana, Michigan, Mississippi, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Texas. According to a recent Pew Research Center poll, almost one-third of African Americans today have little or no confidence in the voting system, and more than three times as many African Americans than whites don't think their vote will be accurately counted. Do you sense the distrust that that Pew Research Center poll measured?
Well, absolutely. It's palatable. We can feel it. We hear it as we move around the country. I do a lot of speaking to NAACP branches and youth units all across America. I just came back from Topeka, Kansas a few days ago, as well as Oakland, California. And everywhere I go, there's this combination of commitment to turn out the vote and to have folk participate in the process, but also acknowledging, even within our own ranks, so much pessimism and suspicion about the process. The Diebold machines generated a lot of suspicion because of the statements of the owner of the company and what happened in Ohio. So there is great suspicion across our community, I think. But I think this year it's balanced with a lot of angst about public policy, a lot of distrust of folk in government, especially the members of Congress now. I think people are going to be motivated to participate slightly higher rates than in the last midterm election. But there is a lot of pessimism, distrust, and antagonism toward the election process.
Dr. Cheatham, what are you hearing?
Well, in the state of Maryland, not only are we hearing, but we've already experienced double requests for absentee ballots as opposed to people physically going to the polls. So it has already shown itself in the fact that all of the voters who normally would have voted for the going into the voting machine, a significant number, double this year, have actually requested the paper ballot.
Because they don't trust the machines.
They don't trust the machines, unfortunately.
And why don't they trust the machines? What's going on in Maryland this year that makes the machines particularly controversial?
Our primary election back in September, we had not a good state election. We had polling places in one county that were not delivered the total part of the apparatus needed to deal with the check-in system. We had a significant number of judges that either had problems with the machine or, in fact, physically were not there. So we had a combination of challenges with the two electronic apparatuses we have in Maryland, coupled with the fact that a significant number of judges did not appear.
Because of questions surrounding the voting machines in Maryland, the governor, who's Republican, is recommending that people vote with absentee ballots. What impact do you think that's having on voters? Can you tell?
The impact is that many people will be voting via absentee ballot when, in fact, they've not done it before. We strongly suggest that they be very careful, that they make certain they vote in every category that they deem appropriate. But we don't totally support that whole concept of absentee ballots. The reason for that is a significant number of voters that vote absentee ballot, believe it or not, I won't say a significant, but at least a number of those, will not have their ballots counted because they didn't follow the process correctly. It's the same situation with provisional ballots. A number of people vote provisional ballots, but the overwhelming majority of provisional ballots are never counted.
So you're not recommending the absentee ballots?
We're recommending folks, at least in the city of Baltimore, and I would say possibly the state of Maryland, if you physically have the ability to get to the polls, go to the polling place where you've been registered.
Have you found that there have been rumors or even conspiracy theories about what to expect this election? Are there rumors and conspiracy theories that are circulating?
Some of this is not theory. Some of it is fact. Some of it is voter suppression tactics that have been used across the years, going back as far as in Arizona when over 30 years ago they used to threaten Hispanic voters with deportation if they showed up. Right now, in many states, we've heard reports in Texas and other places that folk have been threatened that if they show up and are not documented or they'll be checked, that they could be sent back. We also have in Georgia, rumors are out that they're going to, if you come and you have a parking ticket, you'll be arrested, that your records will be checked. All of this is false, but this is really a tactic that's been going on, tactics that have been used over the years. I've encountered them in almost every election. In my adult experience, I've been working with elections now going back almost 30 years, and I've never been through one that didn't have some kind of trickery, someone trying to manipulate folk, trying to intimidate folk, harass people. Almost always they target people of color, the poor. And so these are not just rumors. This is a fact. We have received samples in the past of postcards that were sent to black voters telling them if you did not pay your child support, you can't vote, telling them that if you did not, if you have a court date outstanding, you'll be arrested on the spot. And we've seen these things, and we know that they exist, and they will exist this time. And so every time in election, we have to have a way to turn the vote out to compensate for the vote that's intimidated or harassed.
How did the elections in 2000 and 2004 affect the way that the NAACP is monitoring elections now in 2006 and affect what it is that you're looking for?
Well, if you recall, in 2000, NAACP was the first organization to hold hearings and respond with a fact-based response. The hearings revealed to us widespread and amazing problems, intimidation, harassment, and classic failure on the part of the election machinery and the election officials in Florida and then across the country, which led to the implementation or the passage of the HAVA, Help America Vote Act. In fact, a lot of the data that helped the act become law came out of those hearings. And what we learned across the country is that, one, we were very effective in turnout. It was the largest turnout in a number of years and in many places historic voter turnout, especially among black voters. Well, historic turnout also produced historic discrimination, historic harassment, and breakdown in the system. And so we came back in 2002 and found that many of the problems still existed. 2004, another high turnout. We also found, like in Ohio, where they tried to manipulate the process right before the election about who could actually vote, how you register, even down to the size of the paper that you use to register with by mail. A lot of problems with mail-in registration. And so because of that, we developed a protocol, a criteria that we use to train our folk to have them prepared. We also realize that at the polling place, the long lines, the waits, discourage folk. And some of that turned out in our investigation to be intentional. We think that that was designed to frustrate folk and to have them turn away before they could vote. So a big part of it was to encourage folk to stay in line. No matter how long it takes, you must vote, because only when you vote do you get a chance for your vote to count. Then there's the issue of, even after I vote, will my vote be counted? And so we expect that 2006 is a dry run for us for 2008. In addition to how important these elections are, we're also going to find out which systems still do not work. So we'll have two more years to try to get it right.
Doc Cheatham, what do you think?
One of the things I would like to point out, I've spent almost all of my life in the field of elections. From the 2000 election, we did not learn and did not listen to those of us that are considered to be election experts. And I'm still crying out today. What we need is a computerized voting system that is transparent, that enables you to have a paper trail and a paper receipt. And you can't tell me that with all of the technological institutions we have across the country, including Morgan State University here in the great state of Maryland, that we cannot, in fact, build the type of apparatus that we've been crying out for since the year 2000. We can go to the moon. You can't tell me we can't build a machine. It has to be a transparent, computerized machine, paper trail, paper receipt.
Doc Cheatham, you have been focusing on elections for many years. Do you feel like progress has been made in fairness and getting African Americans access to polls in your lifetime? Would you feel like we're heading back in the wrong direction?
Sadly enough, I think we're heading in the wrong direction. I think, sadly enough, a number of people have found more ways to disenfranchise both poor and people of color. And I think it just makes our resolve with the NAACP that much stronger, that we must fight even harder, because the discriminations and the racism that took place years ago may not be the same that we're experiencing today. It's more sophisticated, which means we must become more talented in fighting those that have ill will with the election process. And I'm discouraged, but not to the point that I will give up. We will continue fighting to make certain that every vote counts, no matter where we are in the country.
Well, thank you both very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Thank you, and God bless you.
It's been a pleasure.
Nelson B. Rivers III is the COO of the NAACP. Marvin Doc Cheatham is the president of the NAACP's Baltimore branch. If you're wondering if he's related to the late trumpeter Doc Cheatham, yes, he's a great nephew.